Hello, my name is Graham Oakley. I have a tip on building an overview of your SQL Server instances. The problem: a team working on decommissioning about 15 SQL Server instances out of about 40 SQL Server instances was finding it difficult to understand the status of the decommissioning efforts. At meetings, we needed something simple to give us an overview and summarize our progress. The solution: I'd like to outline a simple and easy way to understand your SQL Server instances. This solution uses PowerPoint. You can print this out and take it to meetings to help you your deliberations over resources, planning, commissioning and decommissioning discussions. A project manager I once worked with suggested this system to me. Build a 3-slide PowerPoint summary of the instances. Legacy, remaining and SQL Server 2012. Was all he suggested. The plan was to upgrade as many databases as possible from legacy SQL Server systems to the most up-to-date relational database management system at the time, which was SQL Server 2012. Not all databases could be upgraded, of course. We went for the familiar red, orange, green traffic light conditions. Red meant we successfully decommissioned the instance. Orange meant we were either planning to decommission that instance or build that instance. It meant the instance was in transition. It sounds a conflict, but it works in the context of the 3 slides. And lastly, we used green to indicate the system was up and running. PowerPoint was available in the client environment, so we used that rather than any other application. At this point, open up the PowerPoint presentation that's a links in the webpage. If you're listening to the podcast, I'll leave a few seconds gap between the steps so you can pause the MP3 while you do the activities. Step 1. Define your environments. Identify all the environments at your client. They may include production, test, development, etc. Open the PowerPoint presentation and go to the slide master page. Click on View, then Master. In the downloadable template, I have production, development, testing and training. Add or remove lines and section names and build suitably sized areas. Then go back to the normal view and save your PowerPoint document. Click on View, then Normal. Now you should have a PowerPoint presentation with 3 slides and all your environments listed. Step 2. Make an icon for each instance. Build a list of all the instances you are expecting to manage. Even the one that people say, oh, do not worry about that one because of some reason. At least show it on your summary and mark it as out of scope so that others know you know about it. This is wise because it avoids someone mentioning an instance at a meeting and you not being quite sure if it is the one you are thinking of or not. Gathering an instance list may be difficult or easy. Do not worry if it takes days or weeks to discover them all. As DBAs, we cannot be expected to manage instances we have no access to. However, we should do our best to connect to any instance we know about and try to understand it and ensure it is backed up. I suggest using instance names and not the server names, should they differ. I prefer to use the command select at server name to get an instance name. I have found you can find SQL Server instances via these method. Now see tip 2057 for why listing all your SQL Servers does not always work. So try these methods of gathering the SQL Server instances. Firstly, list from previous DBAs. Secondly, from application owners. Then the server team sometimes know the SQL Servers. Then use tip 1113 to use the SQL CMD minus L to list SQL Server instances. Use tip 2658 or the PowerShell and the SMO object to list SQL Server instances. And finally, use the MAP tool from Microsoft, the Microsoft Assessment and Planning Toolkit. In your PowerPoint summary document, copy a green icon card, paste it in an icon for each instance you know about, and leave them all green for now. but change the name on each one. Step 3, classify each instance into an environment. Move each of the icons into the correct environment on your PowerPoint slides. If the instance has both a non-production and a production database on it, then you should group that instance in the production group. However, we had a case where we kept an icon in the training area for a few weeks until a production database was migrated. Now you should have an icon for every instance you know about, and those icons should be approximately in the right environment groups. Step 4. Indicate the status of each instance. Go to this legacy slide first. Out of all the icons, which instances would you like to stop? Click on the to be stopped traffic light on the right and click on the format painter. That will suck up that color. And then click on the icon of the instance you wish to designate to be decommissioned. That action should change the icon background color. Repeat that for every instance you wish to decommission and save your PowerPoint document. Move to the next slide and repeat the color changes and so forth. Now you should have a PowerPoint presentation that has every environment, every instance you know about, and every status recorded. Step 5, plan your future environment. Go to the last slide of your PowerPoint presentation. Notice the orange icon says to be built. So any future clusters or instances you have in mind or that you have heard about should be listed. Add the icons and make them orange. List what you think you need and be prepared to defend it at discussions. Step 6, descope instances. Sometimes there are SQL Server instances just sweetly running the phone system or a CAD system. A vendor installed it and you may not even have an SA password for it. Mark it clearly as descoped. Use the red dashes text outline I have in the presentation and copy it over any icons you want to flag as out of scope. Step 7, consolidate. If you've been ordered to consolidate your systems, then that is a clear direction for you. It will eventually mean less work for you as the DBA, as less instances mean less administrative overhead. If you have not been ordered to consolidate, you should keep in mind opportunities to migrate databases onto new infrastructure for performance gains. If it helps, list specific or key databases that you need to have in mind at meetings and discussions. Build a color key again and paste in database names as required. I do not recommend you list every database. We only added significant database names to the icons. Otherwise, it could be a full-time job keeping your summary diagram up to date. The significant databases are those not compatible with your target SQL Server environment. There's some example database status colors on the web page. Next steps. Download my example PowerPoint file. Search for some PowerPoint tips. Place in your replication, mirroring, and other important processes on your PowerPoint slide. Highlight your target systems for new databases. And listen to the podcast, which I assume you are at the moment. If there's been any background noise, I apologise, but Australia's doing wonderfully well at the first day of the ASHES test in England. Thanks for listening. God bless you. All the best with your management of your instances.